Okay, guys, I don't know what is going on. This is weird. Oh, my gosh. Okay, can you hear me okay? I'm going to open up the line for Jeff, see if he can hear me okay. I do not know why that was playing over and over and over again. Pretty weird, but that's okay. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing well. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. I don't know what the heck was going on. The switchboard had a mind of its own. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I tell you, what an exciting week so far.
Amen and amen. Actually, with the way things were there starting, it's like we restarted and we restarted it. It reminded me of several series of dreams that I've had where I actually went back in, not afterwards, but dreaming. I dreamed the same dream, but I ended up with a different outcome. I went in and relived the dream and adjusted things and had a different outcome. And
I love that. You know, I've heard that before, you know, from different, like Adam and Adrian, they wrote the book on dreams, and they said that you can actually, God will give you that opportunity to step back into that dream and to change the whole outcome of that dream. And, you know, that's why I think the power of prayer is so powerful, you know, because prayer changes everything. You know, God gives us that gift to go in there and to pray using the word of God, changing the outcome that would have came if nobody prayed, right?
Right. Yeah, we go into the courtroom
where
the law has already been made.
That's right.
It doesn't
established.
The point that was made to me that I heard earlier was the law can be made, but if there's nobody to enforce it or call it to accountability, and that is our purpose. We go before the king, we go before the judge and say, this is the law, this is the right that we have.
Amen. Amen. The covenant promises your word.
Amen. As we present ourselves holy before him because of the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, we can stand before him and say, okay, your word says this. So according to your word, the enemy must flee. He must take his hand.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen and amen. So let's we have a lot of prayer warriors that couldn't make it tonight. They had other assignments, which is perfectly fine. Please know that we appreciate everybody that comes on, stands with us, stands in the gap, prays silently, live. You know, and we know that people have things going on. So please, you know, it's okay. Hallelujah. God has the perfect people here. And our switchboard is filling up here. And we have a lot of warriors just standing in the gap. And we so appreciate you. And for those that have been on, and I'm so familiar with a lot of these numbers here. Some of them are just on all the time. They're our silent partners, but they're fierce and warrior. They are warriors. And we thank you for joining us. Hey, babe, I see that you're on the line. How are you?
Doing great. Excited about the call. And, wonderful things going on, you know, with the Mueller report. And,
yes.
Just, you know, prayers being answered. That's the biggest thing. So those out there online, those who are praying, I know we're not the only ones out there praying, but we certainly appreciate everything that you guys are doing behind the scenes, maybe, God sees it all. But anyway,
yes.
Exciting.
Yeah. It really is. And I'm going to throw this out there because we had someone very prophetic ask us the other day. I sure hope that you have intercessors praying for you daily because of what you guys have stepped into and are about to step into governmentally. So I just, if any of you out there that are listening that feel the call to intercede for us, drop us an email up front in the prophetic.com. We'd love to just chat with you and, build relationship and, we appreciate it. Amen. So, Hey Jeff, I'm going to have you go ahead and blow that shofar. Woohoo.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh my gosh, that was like a victory march to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Oh, he is faithful. He is faithful. What did you feel with that, Jeff? I don't know. I was just like, okay, I'm fired up.
like your words, Victor, it's almost like a victory march. And it's like, okay, we sounded a victory march. Hey, let's sound it again. Hey,
exactly. My sister and I talk about this all the time. We're not fighting for victory, but we're fighting from victory. We're at the place of victory. And prayer, this whole prayer movement has put us right in that position of victory, because God's word does not come back void. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So when we declare his word, when we pray, when we intercede, when we pray in the spirit, those things cannot become void. He is a part of us. We are a part of him. It's just so powerful. So yeah, I feel like, and especially with everything that's gone on, right now in regards to no collusion. Woohoo! Hey, we already knew that, my gosh, the charade, the scam, this, my gosh, such waste of money and time has gone on way too long. And, now the hammer comes down, now the hammer truly comes down. So we are going to pray tonight. I am excited. I'm excited because, as we've been saying, God has been hearing our cry. And as the word has always been said, it's the truth. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And as we seek his face like we have, and as we've, turned away from our wicked ways, then, oh my gosh, he says, I will heal from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I am telling you, we're seeing a great divide here. And, I'm reminded by Mark Taylor, and Mark Taylor stated, early this morning, I believe it was, that he saw that many on the advisory board, and we have some key connections in the advisory board, so we hear a lot of things, and we can't say a lot of things, but we pray silently about them. But there are a lot of people, ministers, sadly enough, within the advisory board to the president that are there for themselves. It is selfish motives. There are a lot of, and we prayed about this, my gosh, even at the beginning of our prayer time several years ago, that there were, and my sister reminded me of this today, that there were Judases in the camp and that God was going to reveal them. And I am telling you that you're going to see a bigger divide I believe in the religious realm of those that are for true righteousness and those who have always been in there for their own agenda. And so we're gonna pray about that tonight too. So with that, I'm gonna go to my sister. I'm gonna open up the line here. And hey, Pat, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, Fran, how you doing?
Yeah, Al and I are doing great. We're fired up. We're excited.
Me too. Praise God. Just heard the rally speech from the president.
Yeah.
He was in Michigan. Yeah, it was awesome. Just he's fired up too, you know. Hallelujah. Just thinking upon what you're saying and all, and knowing that, you know, we need to continue the warring. Because of the evil out there, they're not giving up, you know, and God is greater, but we can't give up. We can't, you know, we can just because there's no collusion. We know there's a whole bunch of other junk that's got to come out. And I just want to pray for the president. And Lord, we just lift President Trump up and his family, Father God. We just pray, Father God, as he speaks, even in these rallies and, you know, to the public, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will just give him words to speak, Father God, and that the ears that hear him will be awakened and quickened to what you're saying through him, Father God. And Lord, we just pray for just the right strategies in bringing about these evil ones to their true justice. I shouldn't say true, to the justice on earth. Because you, Father God, are the true justice. We just pray, Father God, that you give them the right way to do it, Father God, the way where the public will not panic, will just have understanding and insight, Father God. We just pray for peace in the land of America, Lord God. I know that I do the 415 for him. You know, Dutch Sheets prayer he has many people, you know, praying on it. And for the last 70 days, well, not 70 days, we're almost getting to the 70th day. But we've been praying. I'm sure many out there might be on it too. But on the righteousness for the land, for America, decreeing God's righteousness.
Yes.
And the last 52 days of this prayer, we're like in the middle of it, we were specifically naming all the states out loud and declaring what God said prophetically about those states. And I know Chuck and Dutch and a few others did the 52 state thing a few years ago, and a lot of that's coming out. We're just all in agreement, and we're covering our state with each state with prayer and declaration of says about them.
Pat, are you moving around, Pat? I'm kind of faded in and out.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not hearing you. It's real like blotchy.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, much better. Yep, much better.
Okay, I'll stand right here. I'm in the kitchen. So we just pray for righteousness in America,
yes.
Lord God. We declare the righteousness that you have given us through Jesus Christ, Lord, to be manifested in every state of this union, Lord God, and every person, every leader, the president. We just declare the righteousness of God Almighty to be manifested in America, Lord God, in our laws, administration, Father God. And we just ask you, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, to move upon America, Lord God, move upon all our leaders, Lord God. Give them wisdom and knowledge to know what to say and what to do and how to go about your ways, Father God, that you tell them what to do and how to do it, Father, specifically. And we just pray for safety for our leaders, Father God, President Trump, his family, his wife. Father God, we ask you to just put your holy angels all encamped around them. And, Father, I just ask also to surround your warriors, surround your intercessors, surround your people, Father God. We pray for intercessors, you know, to cover, which is good. But we also have to pray for the intercessors because they get attacked too. Because if the devil can shut them up and stop them, he stops a lot. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
right.
We just pray to God for all, for the intercessors, for the leaders, for the people who are serving you, Father God, from pastor to apostle to prayer warrior to intercessor to all your children, Father God, that are just pressing in, trying to do what you want them to do, Lord God. We pray for a hedge of protection around them. And we just decree, Father God, breakthrough of every single person and our leadership of this country. We decree breakthrough in Jesus' name, Father God. And we also pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. And I also pray for Venezuela, Lord.
Mm.
Just hearing the president's wife speak on behalf of the dictator that won't let go over there and is still trying to rule. And we just pray for their peace, their safety. We pray for a righteous leader that they already voted in to come forth and rule Venezuela. For God, we ask you to remove that evil dictator.
Yes.
Who's trying to oppress and hurt those people. And Lord, through all of this, Lord God, I pray everyone in Venezuela finds Jesus as their Savior. Because it's all about you, Lord God. We just ask right now, and we thank you, and we just praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Pat. Amen. Yeah, we were watching, I think it was the 700 Club, and this just how they went into their home and just wrecked the home and the child's room. And so, Lord, we just continue to stand what Patty was saying, Lord, for Venezuela, the one, Lord, Father God, that you called to be in the rightful position, Lord, Father God, that you will protect him from all plot plans and ploys from the enemy to try to take him out or to try to sabotage. Lord, Father God, that unruly man who stepped in, Lord, Father God, we ask that you would remove him now. Now, in the name of Jesus, that the scales from the eyes of the people would be open, Lord Father God, and that they would walk in righteousness and want the right thing for their country, Lord Father God. So we ask this, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord Father God, that righteousness would prevail, holiness would prevail, Lord Father God. In Jesus' name. And also, Lord Father God, we continue to lift up the media, Lord Father God. Lord, I thank you that the polls, and let me go to this right now. I thank you, Lord Father God, that the polls from CNN and all these other networks, Lord Father God, that you're bringing them down. You are bringing them down, Lord Father God. Cable news race. Wednesday on March 27th, Lord Father God, you showed that Fox News Hannity had well over 4,303,000 viewers. Fox News Tucker, 3,485,000. Fox News Laura Ingram, 3,268,000. And then, Lord Father God, how the polls are or the views are dropping tremendously. NSNBC, Madden, 2,678. Fox News, the 526 or 2,640,000. But the NBCs and the CNNs, Lord Como, oh my gosh, 900,000. They are dropping tremendously, and they were in the high millions. So, Lord Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, that the eyes of the people are being opened. I thank you, Lord Father God, that you are bringing forth, Lord Father God, new platforms, the alternative, Lord Father God, the righteous, the truth news, Lord Father God, coming about, Lord, that you are getting your people ready to take over those positions, to kick those others out and take over their stations, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father, that we will not be bamboozled. We will not be lied to anymore, Lord Father God. Even the social media outlets, Lord, even with Yahoo, babe, what was that? Yahoo, what? Fake media. My gosh. You know what? Instead, go to DuckDuckGo or something else, because Yahoo, fake media, stated what our beloved president said on Hannity last night in regards to the border. He specifically said that others have machine guns to keep the immigrants away, but we will not do that. We cannot do that. However, what did Yahoo say? They said totally opposite. What'd they say, babe?
Well, they insinuated by the caption that our President Trump was insinuating that we should put machine guns on our southern borders like the Berlin Wall, which is a total fabrication and a lie. That's not what he said. See, they cut and paste what they want,
right,
the narrative that they want, right, out there.
Right, exactly. So, Lord, I thank you for the eyes of the people being open, that they are seeing, Lord, these lies. And, Lord, Father God, I thank you that the believers, the remnant bride, and not only the believers, those that are on the fence, Lord, that their eyes are open. The scales are off. They're seeing the truth, Lord. They're not buying into the hype, Lord, Father God, and they're not supporting or fueling it as well, Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you are raising up profitable and ethical broadcast platforms, Lord, Father God, that will speak the truth, Lord, Father God, that will walk and talk in integrity, Lord, that will print the truth. We speak to you, Yahoo, and we say that your lies will be exposed in the name of Jesus. And we say, repent, repent. In Jesus' name, repent. What profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? Repent in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you are bringing the laborers. There are some of you listening on this call that God has called you to step into governmental positions. There are some of you on this call that God has called you to step into other positions that you have been afraid of. Fear is the false evidence appearing real. God is saying this is your time to step into the call, the assignment that he has called you and he has equipped you. He has. And you may say, I don't have everything in order. That's okay. That's when the Holy Ghost takes over. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Father God, that you are raising up the remnant bride to step into these circles, Lord Father God, in the media circles, Lord, in the marketing circles, Lord, that we shall no longer bow down, Lord Father God, to what everybody else is saying, but we will stand for righteousness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise be to God. I just get so fired up about that. And, oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you that, Lord, Devin Nunes, I praise you for this man, Lord. I pray that you will watch over this man. Watch over Tucker and Laura Ingram, Lord, Father God, and Hannity, Lord, and Lindsey Graham. What a turnaround. Praise be to God, Lord Jesus, for putting the fear of Jesus within that man. He must have had a Jesus meeting, praise be to God, because I'm telling you what, this man has turned around. And for Bill Barr, Lord God, I thank you that you will protect these men, Lord God, that you will put the words in their mouth, that they will find the information, that you will open up Pandora's box right before them, that they will bring forth the truth, Lord Father, and that your angelic realm, your angel armies will be released around and about them to protect them, Lord, from any hurt, harm, or danger. We say that they will not bow down to mammon, they will not bow down to man, but they will bow down to you and your righteousness and your word, oh Father God. Thank you that they will not compromise in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I thank you, Lord Father God, as Devin Nunes is, he is bringing out the hammer, and that the release of Shift, Mr. Shifty, and I am telling you what, they are bringing this darkness that he has been in to light, and people will see that this man is treasonous, that this man needs to resign. And Lord Father God, we thank you that you are working methodically, strategically to get this man out in Jesus' name, along, Lord Father God, with all the other freaking deadheads in the name of Jesus. Oh, my gosh, I'm just fired up. And Lord, all this stuff about New Zealand and all these freaking pedophiles, Comey, and all these elites trying to buy bunkers in New Zealand. You're going to see a separation in New Zealand, people. Separation in New Zealand. That country is going down because they have aligned themselves with the elite. Lord Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will open up these people's eyes, Lord God. Open up their eyes and allow them to see who they're really dabbling with, Lord Father God. I praise you, Lord Jesus, that we are victorious and that our people's eyes are being opened. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, you know what?
Hallelujah.
I used to think, babe, that New Zealand was a great place to live. You know what? But my gosh, why? I might as well just stay here, right? Because why do I want to go to freaking New Zealand with all those elitists? The island's going to sink.
Here's the deal. There are people who are saved in New Zealand, just like there are in every country. But the deal is the Bible talks about the sheep and the goat nations.
Yes.
And there's an alignment. There's a shift. There's a lot of things going on. And I want you to read that word later about April, what we're coming into. But, you know, the main thing is people are awakening. They're arising. They're praying. They're voting. They're making their voices heard. And because of that, Judge Jeanine is going to be reinstated next week because people rose up and they protested her being fired over a Muslim, over a Islamic comment. I don't even know what the comment was, but supposedly she said something and they took her off the air. But because people rose up and they want the truth, they put her back on, and they came against, I saw where they just came against Bridget Gabriel. Who they're now, get this, people, I forget what the actual organization is, but it's an Islamic organization. They rose up and they said, because of her sin.
Oh, it's called IKE.
They asked the American churches. Yeah, they asked the American churches and pastors to take her off and don't support her because of her strong stand with Israel, and they're calling her, you know all those names. Now, when does the Islamic community come into an American church and dictate policy? I mean, this is what we're dealing with. So, but as the saints rise up, as they pray and as they make their voices heard, things are changing. Praise God.
Yes. Yes, they are changing. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And it's because of prayer. Prayer changes things. And not only that, yes, we can pray. And it is powerful, but we must move in action. We must speak and declare our voices aloud. We must, like the Lord showed me about some of you on this call, it's time to step up. You've been praying. Now it's time to step up into your assignment. It's time to be that voice. It is time. When we shrink back, that's what happened for so many years. That's why it ran, full force ahead of us. And now we've been warring, and we are victorious. This is coming into alignment. But it's been a battle. It's been a battle because we were lazy, okay? But not anymore. Praise God. This is our lifestyle, people. A people of prayer and in His presence. That's what it's all about. Amen. And Lord Father God, we also pray, Lord Jesus, as this whole scam and debacle came out in regards to this collusion, okay, that they've been saying over and over again that there has been no collusion. We knew it, Lord Father God. So we ask you humbly now, Lord Father God, as our judge, as our king, as our everything, Lord Father God, that you again would help Lindsey Graham, that you would also help, Lord Father God, AG Bill Barr, Lord Father God, in regards to gathering evidence. Lord Father God, this is a crucial time in our history that truth justice and transparency must prevail in our judicial system, Lord Father God. We are asking for mercy, Lord. We're asking for your grace that you would move mightily in this situation, Lord Father God. And we just give you the praise, Lord, that you are placing the right people in the right positions, Lord Father God, to take care of this matter. And again, we thank you for your angel army protecting all those, Lord Father God, that are on the front lines, Lord Father God. They are on the front lines. They're the trailblazers, the forerunners, and they are making a difference, Lord Father God. Oh, protect them and protect their families in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm going to head on over to Kathy. Kathy, thanks for being with us as always. We appreciate it. I know that, again, like I said, a lot of our prayer warriors had other assignments, commitments tonight. Also trying to see if Edwin could make it tonight to pray with us, as well as to play his saxophone prophetically. I know he's been ministering a lot, so I am sure that he will pop on if he is able to. So with that, I'm going to open up the line for my sister from another mister. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I loved that shofar tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just want to I want to read the Song of Moses. We come from a place of victory.
Yes.
We don't even have to muster up the victory. We come from a place of victory. He made a public spectacle of the enemy upon that cross. And we walk in his victory. And
Hallelujah.
We just have to remember that. We just have to remember that. We are a mighty people. We are the bride of Christ. And I just, that shofar, I just loved it. Such victory in it. And I just want to read this. I want to read the Song of Moses and Miriam. This is who we are. And it says, hold on, let me take a drink of water. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. And you just make the analogy between this and America and what we're coming into. The horse and the rider has been hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. He's not a wimp. Oh, I got to just read the scripture and go off. The Lord is a warrior.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers, the best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who oppose you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted. Go right ahead and keep on boasting. I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath. So that's what the enemy said. He's going to divide the spoils, gorge himself on us, draw his sword, and his hand will destroy us, will destroy America, will destroy Israel. But you blew with your breath, and you and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters.
Come on.
They sank like lead. All those people with hot air and boasting and evil desires, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them in your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Amen. That's the God we serve, Fran.
Oh, that is.
That's the
God
we serve.
Oh, you are so right.
That's the God we serve.
That is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. And he has not left us or forsaken us. You know, his word declares that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Woo! Hallelujah!
And, you know, praise God. And this came to me this week. And, you know, Moses only had, he didn't think he had anything. He stuttered. He didn't have anything. He didn't know. He didn't think he had anything. But God doesn't ask us to do what we are capable of anyway.
Come on.
He asks us to do what he is capable of.
Amen.
So when you said today, it's time, we've been praying, but it's time for some people to step up and go forth in their destiny. Remember, people, all of us, he asks us to do what he is capable of. We are in him. He's already purchased the victory for us. We are in him. If it looks like we can do it, it's not him.
Right.
If it
Amen.
Looks like it's impossible, that's when it's him.
Yeah.
So praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Those dreams you've had and you're thinking, who am I? Who is David? He was David. He was the son of God. We don't even know who. And they hid him off, and he was an illegitimate child, and they hid him off in the desert somewhere. Who was he? He didn't think he was much, but look what God did.
Yes.
Look what God did.
Yes.
You know, I've been praying, Fran. I've been praying, God, I want my prayers to be more effective. I need to learn about warfare, not just defensive prayers, but I need to go on the offense. I mean, truly, I want to truly be effective where I'm going to raise the dead.
Amen.
I want to be effective.
Come on.
And, you know, I got this book by, I mean, I know there's a lot, I know there's, a, I mean, God wants to take us so far. He wants to take us so far. And I got this book by Sheila Zielinski. I'm putting a plug out here now for Sheila Zielinski.
Oh, yeah, I like her. Mm-hmm.
And Carla Buten, and it's called Power Prayers, Warfare That Works. So if I could just read one of those prayers, and I would just encourage everybody who just wants to get stronger in God and more effective in their prayer life. Okay, so I'm just going to read this prayer. It's called Prayer for Our Nation. And then there's one, if I could, called Prayer Against Satanic Attack. So this is how the Prayer for Our Nation goes. Let me see here. So, Father, I thank you for giving us power over all of the power of the enemy. I exercise that power now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I assign the mighty angels that you have given to assist us to discover and expose every plot of violence, death, and destruction before it's put into action. I assign mighty angels to stand shoulder to shoulder around, you can name your city, our country, around the USA with their flaming swords drawn so that no one with destructive agendas can enter in. And Father, I pray for your will for this nation and for the restoration of our nation. You say this is a people robbed and spoiled, all of them snared in holes and hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivers, for a spoil and none says restore, according to Isaiah 42. Lord, I ask you to cause it to be reported in the third heaven this day that we say unto you, Lord, deliver and restore. deliver and restore. Because I know restoration is only by your power. And we speak restoration over all the areas in this country that are bound. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we together bind the strong man over this nation and the spirits of political and spiritual blindness. We bind the strong man over each individual state, commonwealth, territory, possession, and all land occupied by the United States of America. And we come against violence and destruction in our nation. We bind the strong man over terrorist groups and religious violence, and we break their power. And we bind and break the power of the spirit of the prince of the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. And we bind the spirit of murder, suicide. We bind the spirit of death, of destruction. We bind and we break the power of the spirit of Ishmael, jealousy, hatred, murder, retaliation. And we forbid them to operate. Just agree. We speak confusion to the enemy's camp. We bind and break their communication lines, and we send out warring angels to scramble and cancel the enemy's plans and cause the enemy to turn on itself and leave none standing, as happened in the Old Testament. Leave none standing, as happened with the Red Sea. Yes, and we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we call on mighty angels to stand around us, our families, the saints all over this world, shoulder to shoulder, that no evil can penetrate. And Father, we ask your spirit of truth to be loosed upon the people.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit of truth, despite what the media is saying, your spirit of truth to be loosed upon the people. Loose godly sorrow that leads to repentance. And Lord, loose godly sorrow upon these corrupt politicians. Loose godly sorrow that leads to repentance,
God,
and salvation and redemption unto the lost sheep of our nation in Jesus' name. Lord, you revealed your nature to us in the names you've given. And in your name, Elohim, you are the covenant keeper and the eternal and unchanging God. And we are Abraham's spiritual seed. And all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I'll read the other one
amen.
Another time. I don't want to take up too much
time. Okay. Oh, powerful, powerful.
God.
Yes, I want you to do that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm fired up. That was awesome.
Jesus.
So awesome. You know,
Hallelujah.
I love Sheila Zielinski. She is a warrior. If you haven't heard of her, just head on over to YouTube and listen to some of her stuff. She reveals a lot of stuff that is going on out there. Amen and amen. Praise
amen.
God. Oh, thanks, my sister. Appreciate you.
You're welcome again. Power Prayers, Warfare That Works. It's a great little book. It's a great little handbook.
Did you get it on Amazon or just from her site?
Where did I get it? From her site or Amazon? I can't remember.
Okay. Say it one more time.
You can get it from both. You can get it from both places. Power Prayers, Warfare That Works by Sheila Zielinski and Carla Butod.
Awesome.
Really, really good.
Awesome.
It covers
Amen.
A lot of different things. It's a good warfare prayer book.
Awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
And, you know,
Praise
what
God.
We're stepping into right now, I think, just having those extra resources and going back to the word, of course, is critical in this time. So thank you, Kathy. Appreciate that.
Amen. Absolutely. Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is also a, honey, did you read up on the new abortion survive bill? There are several in Congress that want to get this passed. It is for those babies that had a botched abortion, but they're still alive, to save them. It is a critical bill right now. The Democratic House, Congress, do not want to even bring up this bill. And we say in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, that this bill will get brought to the floor and it will pass in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that their plots and plans to try to destroy the destiny of our children and yet to be born, that their plots and plans will be aborted. That's what's going to be aborted in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Also, let's see. My gosh, there's just so much going on. Again, just continue to pray for Venezuela and the people, for hope and restoration, and that the truth will get out. It says Russia and China have backed President Nicolas Maduro. This man is demonized, while the United States and most Western countries support opposition leader Juan Guaido. In January, he invoked the Constitution to assume the country's interim presidency, arguing Maduro's 2018 reelection was illegitimate, and it was. So Russia has to get up. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office, where he met with Guaido's wife, Fabiana Rosales, earlier at the White House. Rosales met with Vice President Trump, and told him that the power outages, the food shortages were hurting the children in her country, that they are trying to break the morale of the people. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, an end of the suffering of Venezuelan people, Lord, that you will revive them, that you will save them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, I mean, there's just so much stuff. Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff going on. I know that President Trump signed the first directive to prevent EMP attacks against the U.S. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a comprehensive policy to improve resilience to the EMPs, whatever needs to be fixed in regards to the grid or anything like that, Lord, Father God, that you will bring it to fruition. And we thank you, Lord, for protecting us from solar storms, EMP attacks, Lord, and help the leadership with wisdom and discernment on what to do and what not to do for our protection, Lord, Father God. Oh, because we know that our help, hallelujah, comes from you, oh God, the maker of heaven and earth, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So, hey, I am going to, hey, babe, what else is the Lord showing you? I know that there's so much, and I wanted to share something from Q as well.
Well, you know, I mean, there's just, you know, one praise report is that our president got over $1 billion this week from the Pentagon. They transferred the money for the wall. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for that wall getting built. Lord, we thank you that our citizens and of our country, that our president is putting in the forefront for their protection. That's what a president does. That's what our security does. That's what our we have forces and military for, to protect our citizens. And we thank you that he's putting our citizens first, Father, and protecting them against those who are trying to come into the country illegally. And that's really an affront to those people who have done it legally. It's because they've paid a lot of money, and they filled out the paperwork. They've done it all. So, Father, we're not against immigration, but, Lord, we just want them to do it legally. Lord, so we thank you and praise you that he's stopping the drugs from coming into the country. He's stopping all the sex trafficking being smuggled into the country back and forth across the border. And, Father, we thank you that that border wall is going to get built. And we thank you that American people are behind it. They support it. And we thank you for the many prayers. There was also another note. There was because all these things come to my mind as we're thinking about praying. And the president was, I think his motorcade or something this week on I-68, there was a deranged man that wanted to blow up the Pentagon and kill the president. And they caught him. And I don't know the whole story behind it, but there's a lot to it. But, Lord, we thank you for the protection of our president and our Pentagon, our military leaders, and Lord, and their families. We just thank you for that. Now, I wanted to say something real quick here. We were talking earlier about that Mark Taylor said, look out, evangelical leaders, to come out against Trump when he drops the hammer, including some on his spiritual advisory board. They will expose themselves as wolves, not as being part of God's agenda. God's justice will be served, and nothing will stop it. But Randy, I don't know if he's going to be on the call tonight, he wrote something that was really powerful, and I it's true. He said, pastors do not advise kings. Prophets do. Never
come
forget
on.
That.
Yes. That was powerful.
He shows nothing without showing his – he does nothing without showing his prophets first. Okay, they're his the servants of our king, and you know, people talk about the past. Pastors have a role, but when it comes to advising kings or those in the leadership, as our president, that is left up to the prophets. It is not left up to the pastors. I'm sure that's going to ruffle a lot of feathers, but it's truth. It's the word of God.
It is the word of God. So we thank you, Lord, for the true prophets that have been called and chosen from the throne room of heaven, that, Lord, you will continue to place them in the presence of our president and our president's families and those in government, Lord, and those that have been brought on the wrong assumption for their agendas, the false prophets, Lord, I thank you that you are exposing them and that they will be thy removed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Real quick. I know Jackie's not going to be on the call tonight because a lot of them wanted to unplan the great movie that just came out. But Lonnie Hooks, she put out something from Lonnie Hooks the third. Now, I don't know this gentleman, but he has great credibility among a lot of people. And he said, April will be a month of release. I sense movement in the heavens. I want to encourage you to prepare your soul and your life for the movement of the kingdom that will be released soon. Major movement is what I sense. The hosts are moving into position and are ready to move on the prayers of the saints. Be in position for the assignments for your place in the kingdom. Amen.
Mm. Amen. That just goes along with, you know, being ready. You know, we are ready for our positions. Those on the call, those listening, you are ready. You are ready. You might not think it. That's okay. God knows it. He's already placed everything you would ever need. Him, you know, he is in within you. Hallelujah. That's just so good, honey. You know, and our overseers, Apostle Larry and Prophetess Jennifer, several weeks ago, you know, just in confirmation of that word from Lonnie, was basically the same thing, you know. So I am fired up. You know, we are springing forth. We are stepping forth into what God has called us. You know, and the Lord showed me. Yeah, go ahead, babe.
No, I wanted to say that, you know, be encouraged, people, because I know that Lana Vassar and many prophets out there. I don't like to get into too much of that, but you know, because you can, you know, there's like people have their favorite prophets, but whatever. You know, the thing is, God is speaking, and it's all good. That's the thing. It's all, we're going into our promised land. People are gonna, you've had dreams and desires in your heart for years. And God's going to see that you fulfill them. He keeps his promises.
Yes, yes. They do not come back void. Hallelujah. Oh, he is a covenant maker. Praise be to God. You know, when the Lord, it was funny, through a prophetic word through Bishop Nawaka from Zambia, very powerful, powerful prophet, was praying over us, and he said, you know, you think you're praying now, but you guys are going to start something, and it is going to be huge in regards to prayer. And I never thought it. And then like a month and a half after, you know, the Lord shared with Alan and I, and we shared it with some others, you know, about what God was showing us, stepping into this prayer movement for our nation. And the Lord gave me like a spot on like vision of the president, I was going to say being ordained, but the president's ordination, and that the Holy Spirit was falling on him, and that the Lord was putting this mantle upon him. And if you know the research about President Trump, you know, he is not a drinker, doesn't do drugs. He is a businessman, very wealthy. His family, his mother, grandmother, very spiritual warriors. You know, and you look at the head of being Jesus Christ, and that falling on his appointed President Donald Trump, and then that falling on God's people. That mantle that fell upon, that I saw of wealth, of health, of transfer, transformation, that fell on President Trump, fell on us. Okay? Grab a hold of that. That is our portion. Like what Kathy was saying in regards to Moses, you know, God, we have it. We have it. We're equipped. It's powerful. So what fell on before? What did we see before? What is all coming out into the light right now? It is what the Bushes did, the Clintons did, the Obamas did. All that corruption, all that filth, okay? And so Q was talking about, and I'm just going to, hopefully this will play out right. Okay, let's see. For the coming days ahead, Q mentioned, ask yourself an honest question. Why would a billionaire who has it all, fame, fortune, a warm and loving family, friends, etc., want to endanger himself and his family by becoming POTUS? Q 153 answers, does he want to make the U.S. world a better place for his family and for those good and decent people who have long been taken advantage of? Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of the mass murders occurring to satisfy Moloch. This is very sick. Some of the graphics that Q was showing, it was very, very sick. Children being kidnapped, drugged, and raped, and leaders in law enforcement of the world turned a blind eye. Perhaps he was tired of seeing how certain races and countries were being constantly ambushed and kept in need, poor and suffering, all for their specific purposes. Perhaps he could not in any good conscience see the world burn. As you can see, the images, and they were pretty descriptive. We, the Q community, all suspected the reality of information that is about to be shared is so violent, so painful. And now it's time for the maestro. How do you say that, maestro? Oh, Lord. I know Randy's on. I'll have him say it. Maestro. There you go. Thanks, Kathy. The maestro himself, with strong links to validate and decoding the method, and he is taking down the cabal and securing our children. Why do you think Schiff kept on day after day after day saying this was collusion? Why? Because they all have something to hide. But like I said, oh my gosh, all this darkness is being brought to light, and the truth and transparency will be our justice system. Even with this Jussie Smollett, I am telling you, this is all going to be exposed. You cannot have two judicial systems that you come against the good and you persecute them and you come against the evil and you let them go. Enough. God will not be mocked. There will be justice in the name of Jesus. So with that, I am going to bring on Randy. And before I bring on Randy, I want to say, for some of those that didn't know, this kind of a month's time has been, we've just been, you know, attacked, and it's been kind of crazy. But you know, in all that, we know, and I've talked to many of you, Kathy, I mean, Debbie, I mean, so many of you that have been so attacked, even Randy. And it's because our promotion is right here. Hallelujah. We are breaking through this. We are victorious. And I tell you what, oh, in the name of Jesus, The time that was wasted, the time I had to be in the hospital, oh my gosh, I am telling you, the devil. Woo, I just stomp on that head, stomp. Oh, just stomp again. I tell you what, victory is in the camp, in our camp, in Jesus' name. Souls being saved. My gosh, and I'm telling you, this news station, that it is going to come out. The broadcasting system, it is coming out. I am telling you, and we're going to speak the truth. And everyone who wants to be on it, that's going to be your time. Hop aboard. I'm telling you, we're going to give you a platform to speak if you're ready, okay? But like I just told you, God said that you are ready. So get ready, get ready. But I tell you, Randy called today. And, you know, he is a prophet in his church. Signs, wonders, miracles happen. He prayed for my foot. And I'm telling you, I had tremendous, my husband can say, I had to crawl many a day. And he prayed for my foot, no pain. He prayed for my digestive system. I feel great. And I am telling you what, I am standing on it. The devil is a liar. We are all victorious. Grab a hold of your miracle. This is miracle time. Hallelujah. So, Randy, I'm gonna open you up, my brother.
Good evening. I'm glad you're doing well.
Hallelujah.
I don't like it when the enemy comes after any of my friends. I take it personally.
That's right. That's right.
But, hey, you were reading my notes again. I was praying beforehand, and the word the Lord gave me was victory. He said, guard your victory. Now is the time to celebrate. Now is not the time to gloat. Keep your trophy in one hand. Keep your sword in the other. But alas, his word of truth remains forever. Now is not the time to let your guard down. Now is the time to fight the battle. But alas, the battle is the Lord's. Keep your war footing. But at last, your feet remain on the solid rock. Turmoil is on the other side of the battle line, but at last, his peace is with you. Your enemy tries to steal your manna, but at last, he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Keep your praises high. Be the tip of the spear. Stand on the front line. Blow your trumpet. And hail the king. Keep your face on him. He watches over you. Now is the time for victory in ever-increasing pace. Acceleration is here for greater and greater victories. The wind of the Lord propels you, cools you, and comforts you. Make the way for the Lord. Speak his goodness. Speak of his goodness and his loving kindness. Enjoy his presence. He goes before you. He is your rear guard. He is encamped all around you, and he is with you always. Lift up your prayers and supplications to him. Trust in the Lord. He is the way maker. He never fails. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you, and I thank you for this nation. I thank you for victory in many, on many fronts and in many areas. Lord, we thank you for our president. We lift him up to you. We ask you to bless him, give him wisdom, give him supernatural discernment, and let him see the plan and danger of the enemy while it is still far away. Give him supernatural insight on how to combat and defeat the enemy. Lord, we pray for him and his wife and their marriage. We ask you to bless them. Lord, strengthen their marriage, strengthen their bond. Let them be a shining example of a godly couple. Lord, I ask you to bless his administration. We pray for the protection of him and his administration and of all the leaders who are in authority over us. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless this country. We speak a blessing over it into the finances. We thank you for the shifting that's going on there. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and we ask you to bless this nation in prosperity. Father, your stewards are ready, and they await We are ready with our plans. We are ready with our programs. And we submit all those things to you, and we defer all these things to you, into your hand, into your guidance. And we look forward to being an ambassador of your love and sharing the good news in the highways, the byways, at work, inside our households, and next door with our neighbors, and even in the grocery stores. Lord, we pray that you would bless this nation indeed. Father, we pray that you would increase the tent stakes of this nation. Lord, we pray that you would bless Venezuela. We pray that you would remove unrighteousness and leaders who are not appointed for this time. All leaders are appointed by you, Lord, but you hold the leader's heart in your hand. And now we pray that you would indeed have your way in that land, that you would shine your light there, that the truth of your love, of your gospel, and your goodness would flow through that country, and that your people there, the remnant there, would be lifted up, that they would be empowered, and that they would rise up and take proper places in government and leadership positions of that nation. And Lord, I pray for Puerto Rico. Lord, where there has been turmoil in Puerto Rico in leadership, where the leadership has bashed, Lord, we pray. I'm going to go ahead and pray a covering over that, Lord. We ask you to forgive that bashing, and we pray for reconciliation between the leadership in Venezuela and the leadership in Washington, the national leadership. Lord, work out the details and let the people see the truth of the goodness that has been poured out upon them. Expose those who have redirected funds for their own ill gain and misdirected the funds, taking it away from the people. Lord, bring the wealth back into the hands of proper leadership to rebuild that area, that entire territory, and bless it by establishing your righteousness and your justice. You have appointed leaders who are in the wait now, and even pastors who have retired, the ones that think they have retired, Lord, you have divine appointments of leadership for them to lead that nation back into prosperity, nation, that territory back into prosperity, the part of this nation, back into prosperity. Lord, I thank you that you are doing a new work there, and we include them in the blessing because they are part of us. So, Father, right now I pray for the reconciliation there for that leadership and bring it to pass. Lord, and I want to pray for everyone on this call. Lord, anyone who is sick, not feeling empowered, and not just doing well, we come against every sickness, flus, the flu virus A, the B, the N1, the swine flu one, and all the other ones too, all the colds, all the bronchitis, all the pneumonias, and all the other strange diseases and the pestilence, Lord, that has come back, even trying to come against the vaccines. And the truth is, Lord, you root that out. You are the one who took the stripes for our healing. So, Father, right now, we speak healing to everyone on this call and their families and their friends. We command sickness to leave everybody, and for your peace and your wholeness to fill every single person. So, Lord, right now, I just speak a blessing over everybody. I call in finances where there is need. I'll call in the checks from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The word check struck me as funny today because most people don't use checks anymore. They use debit cards, it's a little bit more unusual these days to see checks. But the Lord specifically spoke checks to me. So I call in those checks for everyone who has need. I thank you for unexpected resources that are falling into the laps of your stewards as a precursor for even more. So, Lord, we just speak that blessing of prosperity over everyone tonight. We speak peace into every house, every heart, every mind, every soul, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I just thank you for Alan and Francine. I thank you for their work, their efforts, where they have persevered in the face of adversity and in the face of attacks from the enemy, and they have stood. And I just thank you for that. I ask you to bless them because of that. And I thank you for their friendship, and I thank you for their leadership of the prayer group. Lord, there's a lot of work that goes into it behind the scenes to keep it all together. And we just ask you to bless the work of their hands tonight. I thank you for them, Lord, and just thank you for your love for us. We give you all the thanks, the glory, and the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, well, I receive, and I just feel so blessed tonight, and I pray that all of you have too. I know Kathy was all fired up that Randy was on, and what a great word and victory, you know, and that's what we're getting tonight, victory. And I'm seeing that Edwin was not able to pop on tonight, so we'll try to get him for next Thursday. I know that a lot of times he ministers on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, sometimes even Sunday. So we will get him on. I really believe that it'll be the perfect time when God says it's the perfect time. So thank you, Randy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayers, for the encouragement. We love you, brother. We love you all. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so awesome. I pray that this call encouraged you in many, many ways. With that, hey, Jeff, I'll have you blow the shofar. See if my husband has anything.
I wanted
anything.
To say one more thing. Yeah,
yep, I was going to you.
We need to remember to pray for Brexit. I know that there's a lot going on over there, and the new.
Yeah.
See what's going on is, Lord, we thank you that the New World Order and their plans are being disrupted. They're being torn down.
Foiled.
They're being
yes.
shattered. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for the people of England, Lord, that they and that they make the right this decision, and they have made the right decision. They voted for it, and people are getting restless over there. I saw on the news today. And so,
yes.
Father, we pray for peace over there.
Peace.
For that transition. And, Lord, one other thing that our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, I saw him on an interview this week. What a man of faith and power he is.
Mm.
He is not ashamed of the gospel. Just protect him and give him the strategy that he needs as he works, you know, and deals with world powers in Jesus' name.
Good point, babe. Great, great point. Amen, amen. Yeah, because, you know, the people, you know, there's always peace in what God wants us to do. And so the agitation that the New World Order and those elites in the United Kingdom are trying to bring up is to try to bring distress and unrest, I should say, and uneasiness, and, you know, let's hurry up and get this done. But Lord, I just pray that you just minister, like Alan said, to each and every one that voted for this, that they stand their ground, that they not compromise, and they not hear the voice of the enemy, but hear the voice of the Lord, the great shepherd. So we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. Wow. Let the prayers be sweet incense unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yevlekecha Adonai. Beyish melecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ha necha. Yasa Adonai Pana Alaka Bayasem Akashalom Bayasem Akashalom. The Lord bless you and watch guard and keep you. the Lord make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Shalom Aleichem. Peace to you and your house. Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you each and everyone. Thank you for joining us again. I pray that you have an awesome upcoming weekend here. Hey, and if you've ever heard of Dr. Don Colbert, we're going to have him on the line Thursday at 4, and then, of course, the prayer time at 9. So we're going to talk about hormones. Yeah, not just for women, but for men too. So we'll be giving away a free book or two and a lot of great information. So catch us on the same channel, guys, okay? Upfrontintheprophetic.com. God bless you, each and everyone. I'm just going to play just a little segment so you can hear Edwin on his sax here. Forgot to mention Trump. Oh, and Golan Heights. Yeah, that was a huge thing. Yeah, praise God for what Trump declared in regards to Golan Heights. That was huge. And again, you know, when you side with Israel, my gosh, you know, the favor of God is with you. So praise God. Amen, honey. Yeah, so I'm going to play a little bit of Edwin. My hopes for him coming on is he's very prophetic with the saxophone, and then he speaks prophetically too. So I thought it would just really encourage everyone. But evidently tonight was not the night. God wanted to declare victory, and that is so, and we receive that. So here's just a little snapshot of Edwin Sepulveda. God bless you guys, each and everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.